Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord for a word of prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you asking you for grace. Lord, we ask that you will look down on us and that you will have mercy on our souls, O God. While we're praying this prayer, Lord, we ask that you will stop by here for a little while, God. We are standing in need of a blessing, Lord. We are standing in need of strength and power. We are standing in need of direction, O God. And Lord God, many other things that we stand in need of, you are aware of it. And we ask that you will stop by here during this broadcast hour, that you will make your holy visitation, that you will touch, Lord, strengthen, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will save souls through this ministry, O Lord, that you will send out your word, God, that you will touch somebody's mind and their heart, Lord. Break up the stony heart, Lord. Give somebody a mind to turn from the error of their ways. Lord, let sins be forgiven and blot out transgressions. Lord, while we're praying this prayer, search our hearts, oh God. Whatever is not right, whatever you're not pleased with, Lord, be merciful and forgive us. Be merciful, Lord, and take it away from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your glory be revealed in our midst, Lord. Send your anointing, O God, and destroy the yoke of bondage. Bind the enemy on every side, Lord. Rebuke every hindering cause in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want to do your will, but we need you to teach us how. We need you to instruct us on what to do and how to go about doing it in the name of Jesus. We are waiting down here, oh Lord, because we can't do anything without you. We need you to help us, Lord. Please, my God, take us by the hand. Lead, guide, and direct us. Oh, Lord, order our steps in your will and keep us, Lord. Preserve us, oh, my Lord. Don't let us be distracted by the cares of this life or by troubles and tragedies that are going on around us, Lord, even as the scriptures are being fulfilled and we're living in the last days. Oh, Lord, help us,
Lord,
not to let our hearts
us,
be
Jesus.
Troubled, but to lean and depend on you, to trust in you with all of our heart, to look to you for everything, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you'll look on the bereaved families today or anyone who has suffered a loss of a close friend,
yes,
or close, somebody close to them, Lord. Be merciful and comfort them, oh God. Give them consolation. And Lord, be there for them, my God. Wrap your arms all around them and carry them through this difficult time. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are depending on you, Lord. We are looking to you right now. Oh God, have your way and let your will be done. We pray for all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, you know every prayer request. You know every heart's desire. You know every need of the soul and the body. And we ask you, oh, God, that you will grant it according to your will in the name of Jesus. Not our will, Lord, but let your holy will be done. We ask you to take us through. Oh, God, we're going through down here. We're being tested and tried. But, Lord, we know that we can depend on you, Lord. We know that
yes,
we
Jesus.
Can look to you for everything, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we need you to strengthen our faith. Oh, God, increase our faith. Oh, blessed Savior, help us to believe as the scripture says. Oh, Lord, we believe today. And we ask you to help our unbelief. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Be merciful, Lord, and have your way. We pray for our leaders, oh, God. We ask that you will give them guidance, give them direction. Lord, teach them how to lead your people. Give them visions and revelations in the name of Jesus. Help the church to grow and to prosper even the more.
Yes,
and we pray for the youth, oh, God, who are the future church. We are asking you for a special, special prayer that you'll protect them and preserve their lives. Don't let the enemy destroy them, oh God, but keep them with a mind to serve you, Lord. Keep them with a mind to do what is right. Oh, Lord God,
yes,
and whatever individual or any youth that has gone astray or rebellious at this time, Lord, we ask that you will deal with them and that you will turn their minds and their hearts toward you, oh God, in the
yes,
name
Lord,
of
yes,
Jesus.
In
going to
Jesus.
The homes, Lord God, where there's trouble in the home and make it right, my God. But we know that you're able. We give everything over to you. We put it all in your hands, oh Lord.
We believe you right now, and we thank you tonight. We praise you, O God. And we magnify you. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your goodness and everything you've done, Lord, for what you're about to do. We praise your mighty name, O God. We lift you up, for you are worthy. Oh, glory to your name. Have your way, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And move in this broadcast, Lord. We thank you. We ask you to bless the Youth Congress for the remainder of it, O God, that your presence be made known and protect our youth. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Hameen. And good afternoon, and God bless you, all of you are just tuning in. You are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and we're so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your day with us. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. So this time we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And again, that's the 122nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 122nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the ninth verses throughout its entirety. And again, thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice, Title I School, if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry. Our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can use the mailing address, P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling a little bold, you want to have remarks after the word, you have a testimony you'd like to share, a word of encouragement you'd like to give, a song you'd like to sing, or a request, you can definitely give our guest line a call at 978-990-5270. That access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybelle Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. The access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayers on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. Also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Culbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 551-258-5271. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7681. Minister Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Lynette Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209 6891. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Martha Colbreath and the bereaved Colbreath family, for Mr. Howard Smith, the bereaved Thompson Edmond family, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, and bereaved family. And also, I believe that today is her birthday, so happy birthday to her. Evangelist Ruth Thompson, pray for Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Missionary Desi Johnson and bereaved Johnson family, Andre Webster, Alfonso Moore, David Hameen, Deacon Nehemiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, all of the bereaved families, and all those souls who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements at this time. And we thank God, of course, always for Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And at this time, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast over into the hands of the speaker. So go ahead and get yourself prepared. If you don't have it already, go get your Bible, get a pen, paper, get ready to write some scriptures down, ready to follow along with the Word of God. And feel free to say amen. You might be on mute. You might not be on the broadcast, or you might be listening on the radio. But feel free to join on in and back up the Word of God and pray for the Word of God to come forth. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening scripture. Thank God for Evangelist Khadija hosting the show. We thank God for Evangelist May, who is not on at the moment. But we thank God for all of you who have tuned in on this afternoon. And we are going to get ready to go to the Word of God. But before we get into the scriptures, let us turn our hearts and minds toward hearing from the Lord. And let us believe God together as we pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you and we give you thanks. So, Lord, we bless your name. We ask, God, that you will speak to us through your word, that you will minister unto us, oh God, for you know everything about us and you know our needs, Lord, even better than we know our own selves. We ask that you will have your way and that your will be done. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us go to the Word of God. I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible, St. Matthew, the 14th chapter, verses 22 to 33, and James, the 4th chapter, verses 6 through 8. Praise the Lord. And we ask that you will pray along with us for the next ensuing minutes. And we'll go on through the Word of God. Amen. Starting with St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. And this is picking up after Jesus had fed the 5,000 and how they had so much left over after he worked that miracle. And he had sent the multitude away. So then the Lord began to constrain his disciples. So let's pick up with verse 22. And it reads, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. When the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, as I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me.
And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, Of a truth, thou art the Son of God. The book of James, the fourth chapter, starting with verse 6. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he says, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Thank God for the reading of the word of God. Praise the Lord. And on this afternoon, the title of the message is, It's Time to Draw Nigh to God. And the theme is, Lord, grant us a closer walk with you. Again, the title is, It's Time to Draw Nigh to God. And the theme is, Lord, grant us a closer walk with you. Praise the Lord. As we look around us, we can see the signs of the times. We can see that we are living in the end time, where the scriptures are in these last days, we are living in perilous times. There's danger everywhere. That word perilous means danger. It's dangerous to even sit in your house or on your porch or go out in your yard.
Yes, amen.
You could be hit with a stray bullet. Anything
That's
can
right.
happen in these days. Hallelujah. But it's time to get closer to God. It's not time to go and do your own thing, but it's time to get close to God while you have the chance, because there may come a day when you desire to get close to God, but you will have missed out on your opportunity. And in this passage of scripture where Peter on the water, just before that, they witnessed the miracle that Jesus wrought concerning the multitude when he fed the whole multitude, and there were 12 baskets taken up. There was so much more to spare. But afterwards, Jesus sent the multitudes away, and he instructed his disciples to get into a ship and to meet him on the other side. And while he was alone, he went into a mountain to pray. Sometimes we need to take that time away from everything and everybody and just go to the Lord and pray. Just draw nigh to him. Try to get close to the Lord. Just, in other words, steal away and pray to the Lord. And this is what Jesus did. And he went on to pray, and during that evening, he was alone there by himself. But while he was off praying, the disciples were in this ship that was in the midst of the sea, being tossed with the waves. The wind was contrary. The wind was blowing and just tossing the ship about. And sometimes it seems like while we are going through our tests and trials, while trouble is all around, you are looking around, Lord, where are you? Can you please come and save us? Come and deliver us. But he knows just when to show up. While they were on the ship going through what they were going through, and the ship with the waves, Jesus, in the fourth watch of the night, went unto them walking on the sea. Glory to God. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled because they had not seen a fleshly person, a human being walking on water. And they thought they had seen a spirit, or in other words, they had seen a ghost, and they were so fearful, they began to cry out for this fear. But Jesus began to comfort them, and he spoke to them saying, be of good cheer. It is I.
Yes.
Be not afraid. There's nothing to fear. So there are things that happen in our lives that make us fearful or afraid, but we can be of good cheer knowing that Jesus is right here for us. He promised that he would never leave us, neither would he forsake us. Glory, hallelujah. But he will be with us even unto the end of the world. But Peter wanted a special assurance, so he called out to the Lord and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. So if it's you, Lord, bid me to come to you on the water. So Jesus said, come. And when Peter got down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. He was drawing nigh to the Lord. He was getting closer to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And on his way to Jesus began to sink. But he cried out saying, Lord, save me. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Glory be to God. Sometimes as we're drawing nigh to the Lord, distractions will come. Things will pop up to try to steer us in another direction or to take a detour here or there rather than drawing closer to the Lord or drawing nigh to him. And in this instance, as Peter was trying to get close to Jesus, he saw the wind all around him. This was a distraction because all the while he was focused on Jesus. His faith was in the words of Jesus. When Jesus said, come, Peter took faith. And by faith, he began to walk on the water. Glory, hallelujah. But his faith was rattled when he saw the wind. Oh, glory to God. But he started sinking. But Jesus was right there to take him up. And so immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him.
Yes.
And said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So he had faith, but it was a little faith. And that element of doubt got in there because he saw the boisterous wind. He saw the troubles. No doubt he thought about, I'm out here in the middle of the sea, and I'm standing on this water. Glory to God. And he began to sink. But sometimes we are in a situation similar to that or in comparison to what Peter going through. We have our little faith, and we're going along, and before you know it, something will happen, and that element of doubt will jump in there, and we'll begin to lose faith. We'll begin to sink. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we can call out to Jesus, and he will hear us, and he will stretch forth his hand and lift us up.
Lord.
He'll catch us before we fall. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. It's time to draw nigh to God. In James, the fourth chapter, James was giving the people encouragement. He said, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Peter did not become lifted up in pride just because he was walking on the water. But he humbly cried out to the Lord and asked the Lord to save him. And the Lord's grace was upon him in that the Lord caught him and lifted him up, did not allow him to sink in the sea. And when they had come into the ship, the wind ceased. So all the while he was in the trouble, Jesus was in that trouble along with him. Just because Jesus was on the water, it didn't stop the waves from tossing about. It didn't stop the wind from blowing. Glory to God. So we know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So right there, our trouble in our situation, God is in the midst. He's right there with us. So we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid, but be humble. Glory to God, because God resists the proud, and he gives grace unto the humble. And he also, in James, saying, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Don't let the devil discourage you or change your mind from following after the Lord or even going after God. If you want to be saved, don't let the devil discourage you from seeking the Lord and from drawing nigh to him. Hallelujah. But get closer to the Lord. Continue to go after God like never before. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. If you're in sin, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. This is the word of God reaching out to us. You can resist that suggestion that Satan brings to your mind. He'll suggest, well, you know, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. Don't accept it, but resist it, and he'll flee from you. He might come back, but every time he comes back, resist the devil, and he will flee from you, for the word of God. And I just want to encourage you today to get closer to the Lord and get close to him every day. Somebody composed a song saying, just a closer walk with thee. And in that song, they acknowledge, saying, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Hallelujah. So we need to have a closer walk with the Lord. We can ask the Lord to grant it. And as the songwriter said, this is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We have weaknesses in the flesh. We are feeble down here. Glory, hallelujah. We are fragile. Our frame is fragile. We are nothing but dust. And the Lord knows our frame. But he will give us that close walk with him where we can walk daily with the Lord. Hallelujah. And well, and wow, we're walking daily with him. When the troubles come up, when the problems arise, when disappointment comes about, oh, glory to God, he won't fail us, but he'll be right there to lift us up. He'll be right there to save us out of all of our troubles. Praise God. I thank the Lord for his word. I thank the Lord for this opportunity. I just thank him because he hears and he answers prayer. Maybe there's someone who's listening on this afternoon who has a desire to have a closer walk with the Lord. Amen. And maybe there's somebody listening who's not even walking with the Lord, and you desire to have that walk with him. And if you so desire, all you have to do is just ask the Lord to grant it unto you. Have faith to believe him, and the Lord will grant it for you. Amen. Let us put our minds on the Lord, and let us go to the Lord in prayer. And anyone desiring to be saved right now, just repent and be sorry for the sins you've committed and ask the Lord to forgive you all of your sins and to take your sins away. And ask the Lord to come into your heart. Ask him to take over your heart, your mind, your body. Submit everything to the Lord. I mean, give him your all, holding nothing back, but submit yourself unto the Lord. And when you do this, God will receive you unto himself. Amen. And he'll make something beautiful out of your life. At this time, let us pray unto the Lord, believing God, because God is a prayer answering God. He's a miracle worker. He is our deliverer. He is our Savior. He's everything we need him to be and when we need him to be. Hallelujah. So let us believe him together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come before you, humbling ourselves as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy, oh Lord God, and asking you for grace. We come, Lord God, repenting of all of our wrongdoing, our sins, Lord, whatever is not pleasing before you. We repent, Lord, and we ask for mercy. Forgive us, Lord, and blot out transgressions. In the name of Jesus, Lord, purge us on the inside. Wash us on the outside. Clean us up, Lord God, and fill us with your spirit. God, give us a closer walk with you as we pray this prayer, Lord. There's somebody praying right now and asking for forgiveness, Lord. There's somebody praying right now, desiring to be saved, Lord God. And we ask that you will save their soul, oh my God, and that you will make yourself known unto them in the name of Jesus. There's somebody right now standing in need of a healing for their body. And we ask, God, that you will touch them. Lay your hand on Jesus. That you will heal them, my God. Make them whole right now while we're praying this prayer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord, make your holy visitation go into the room where they are and lay your hand on them, Jesus. Lord, there's somebody feeling like giving up. And we ask you, Lord, to help them to continue to hold on. Help them to continue to drive and to go forward in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior. Look on the backslider, my God. Give them a little time to return unto you, Lord. Give them another chance, oh my God, to come on back home. Be merciful, Lord. Help them to make it back in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy today. Oh, my Lord, we plead for mercy. Oh, be merciful and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, there's somebody waiting on an answer from you, Lord. Oh, my Lord, we pray that you will give them that answer this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Take control, my God. Take over, Lord Jesus, and have your way. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We pray, Lord God, a special prayer for the bereaved families, Lord. We're asking you to look on all of those names that were called out prayerless, one by one, name by name, families that are represented. Oh, Lord, wrap your arms around them. Give them comfort, Lord. Give them consolation. Oh, my Lord Jesus. See them through this tough and difficult time. Lord God, Let them feel your closeness. Let them feel the comfort of your love, oh Lord, and your arms wrapped around them in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord Jesus, we believe and we ask you, God, to remember our youth today. Lord,
yes,
God,
Jesus,
we continue to pray for them because the enemy desire to have them, that he may sift them as wheat. But Lord, we are praying for them, oh God. We are asking you to intervene. We are asking you, oh God, to preserve them in the name of Jesus. Lord, those, oh God, who are even considering going into the world, change their minds, oh Lord God, and help them to stay in the church. Help them, Lord, to continue to seek after you and to call upon your name. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, oh God. We put them in your care, oh God. We put them in your hands because we know that only you can preserve them. Only you can take care of them, oh God. Only you can watch over them and see about them. Oh, Lord, and we trust you today. We trust you, oh God, and we praise your holy name. We ask you, Lord God, to please remember us and to bless this ministry. Let this ministry be a blessing to someone who is listening, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who are near, those who are far. Help us to labor even the more. Put it in our hearts, oh God. Give us that drive.
Good Lord.
Give us that zeal, Lord, to go forth as never before and to minister, oh God, to go into the hedges and the highways and to compel men, women, boys, and girls to come to you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name. We believe it and we count it as done. And anything we didn't mention in the prayer, the silent prayer, the unspoken request, we ask that you will grant it, Lord. And let it be done according to your will. We believe it and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, oh God,
thank
for
you,
your touch. We thank you, oh
thank
God,
you for
your healing power. We thank
you,
hallelujah, for miracles, oh God. We
thank
you, Lord. We
thank
you for making ways. We thank you for opening the door, oh God, that we thought couldn't be opened. Hallelujah. We thank you for changing the heart, that mind, oh God, that said no. We thank you for making them say yes. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, blessed Savior, we thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for this prayer, and we ask that you will accept our prayer, oh God, that you will grant our petitions. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's time the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Thank God for the prayer and for the word of God, the anointed word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, talking about it's time to draw nigh to God. And Lord, grant us a closer walk with you. And if there were a time to forsake our own way and draw nigh to God, now is the time to do it. When I was younger, I remember hearing preachers say that blood is running like water. And that was 20, 30 years ago, and it's only gotten worse. And people, they think that they have time to build their own kingdoms on earth. They think they have time to complete what they call their bucket list. But it's time to draw nigh to God. And those of us who know him, we can stand to have a closer walk with him. Like, just like Peter, and the preacher said, you know, as we draw nigh to God, distractions, they will come. But by faith, we can continue drawing nigh to God, knowing that if we start to fall or if we start to get distracted, we can call out to Jesus and he'll immediately stretch forth his hand and save us, because he is, like she said, a very present help. And like the Bible says, a very present help in trouble. So I thank God for the word of God. Or if any clergy are on or you're dialing in, you can certainly come on in and have remarks. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just like I say, you can dial on in if you want to have remarks. I was singing a little portion of that the song that you mentioned, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, if you please. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. And now I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to Thee. When my feeble life is over and time for me will be no more, I want you to guide me gently, safely over to Thy kingdom shores, Lord, to Thy shore. Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Amen. If there are no clergy or anyone who'd like to have remarks, we thank God for the listeners and for this broadcast, again, for the word of God coming through Pastor Hameen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Pastor Hameen. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you, evangelist Dr. Khadija, for hosting your show once again and for doing such a beautiful job. And also thank God for those beautiful remarks and the song of praise. Praise God. I tell you the truth, we definitely need to get close to the Lord. And I encourage you, all of you, everyone, including myself, to draw nigh to the Lord. Get that closer walk with the Lord. Walk with Him daily. Praise the Lord. If we walk in the Spirit, then we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. There's always going to be a temptation. Amen. There's always going to be something that's put before us to distract us or to get us off track, to turn us away from the Lord, to drive a wedge between us and the Lord. And you know that's Satan, so we have to resist him. Amen. And continue to draw nigh to the Lord. So we thank God for your prayers and for your support. We thank God for all that you do to support this ministry. And we look forward to you tuning in with us for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, coming up on Friday evening at 7 p.m. And we ask that you will keep us in your prayers. And if there's nothing else, this does conclude the broadcast for this afternoon. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you, and good night.